Hello? Hello, may I speak to listener? This is listener speaking. Hi, my name is Jacob. I'm calling in regards to your job application. Hi, Mr. Jacob. Yes, sir, I'd like to schedule you for an interview for 10 a.m. tomorrow. That would be great, Mr. Jacob. All right, see you then. Then I go meet Mr. Jacob. Everything goes well. Then I get in the car, and then Mr. Jacob sends me an email saying that I need to go take a drug test. Like, cool. And then 3 days later, some out-of-state number calls, and I already know it's the MRO, and my heart drops. Yeah. Shout outs to Moonracer for setting the ambience. Welcome to the drug testing episode. Yeah. There's too much anxiety waiting in that clinic room. If you're an addict, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not an addict, fuck you. No, I'm just playing. If you're not an addict, God bless you, and you're more than welcome to listen. But if you're an LPC, you never been through this shit. You just full of textbooks and certifications. Fuck you. You can turn my shit off. Yeah, man. So there's five different variations of drug testing. There's cocaine, THC, opiates, PCP, and amphetamines. Five panels. The variations are hair, blood, saliva, there's a few more, but the most common is urine, because it's the cheapest, straight up. The natural time to get clean for your five panel depends on your drug of choice. It also depends on how your bank account is set up, or whenever you're willing to learn your lesson, one or the other. But your liver, your body fat, your pH level, your metabolites, those are just constituents of your results. So always keep that in mind. Me, I ran into this situation way, 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 way too much. Like, it's to the point where I knew my body. I got to the point where I knew the color of my piss, if it was clean or not. Like, I can tell by the color, because like my color would be like an amber as orange, like a damn near brown, not brown. Yeah, this is just a light amber orange when I'm dirty as fuck. Like, it don't matter what I did. In my early stages, I had like a preconceived notion that beer would flush me out, because I really wasn't a tight guzzle water. Well, I've done it before, but it didn't work. So I was like, well, fuck. Beer make you piss, beer flush you out. So I'm just going to drink some beer. And I got some pissed ass water beer, like some Bud Ice. You just go straight through. Like, you really don't even get drunk off that shit. Just fucking a kidney flusher. But I thought that worked, but I think that I just gave myself more time than I should have, because now that I know that, and I use cocaine too, so when you mix cocaine with alcohol, that turns into a whole different drug. So I don't think it was the beer, the reason why I passed that test. Yep. Like, that should be nerve-wracking. I never was that type to fucking put the piss in a condom. Put somebody else's piss in a condom. Like, I'd be too pussy for that. Like, I'm already nervous as fuck. Like, empty out your pockets while they filling out the forms and shit. I'll just be sitting there shaking. I already know it. I wouldn't even try it. The furthest that I went is I tried to, when I thought I was dirty, I tried to catch my urine in midstream. They say it got the less amount of metabolites in the midstream of your urine. And also make sure that you urinate first thing in the morning and shit. So I'm like, all right. See if that worked. I ended up pissing on myself because I had to clamp my shit off because I started pissing, then I clamped my shit, and then it built up pressure. I'm like, ah. And I really didn't have a cup aimed, I didn't have a cup aligned. So it went on the toilet seat and shit, and then I had on jeans, so it went on me, and I had the wet spots. So you know that. It's gonna look like that. I pissed on myself for about 20 minutes before that dries. And, I pissed all over the seat. So, grown ass man pissed on the seat. So, they tell you not to flush. So, you come out. She had to see that. That was embarrassing. Then she had to see that I pissed on myself. That also, I just really wanted to raise no speculations or anything. I was trying to do something stupid, but I just told her, like, I have trouble, like, it's been like that since I was a kid. She smiled ahead and told me to sign my samples. And then they put it in that bag, and you're just watching the bag like it's gonna fucking change anything. Like, God damn it. Don't mail that one. Mail the other one. Get the other sample. This is a split, right? This is split. God damn it. Yeah, man. That's the routine. Fucking then that goddamn wait. It's like that first day go by. Like, man, fuck. If there's any job over $15 an hour, you're like, fuck. It will fuck up your head. For 3 fucking days until whoever interviews you call back. Like, that shit's so fucked up. And then that third day go by. And then it's like, all right. MRI call. Yeah, God damn it. It's like, cause he would have fucking called by then. Like, I swear. That's when you're a veteran. Like, that's when you already done fucked up enough. But when he does call, it's like, dun, dun, dun. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, yeah, man, I speak to the listener. I'm like, man, fuck. You on the subscriptions, man? Fuck it, man. Decline. Decline. All right. I'm still going to have to inform your employer. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. I know how it goes. Fuck. Whatever the result is, if he calls or if he doesn't, as soon as you leave the clinic, pew, beeline straight to the trap. You fucking doing rolling stops and shit. You got down. You fucking, you got the proper posture and shit. I'm talking about like 9:03, you got 10:03 on the steering wheel. Like, I gotta get to the track. I gotta get to the track. I gotta, he's about to run. Just because you've been sober for 3 days, you think he's about to run out. You're not even thinking about how he's supplying the third of the city already. Just because you've been sober for 3 days, you think. Like, this nigga's never consistent anyway. Like, you're good there. And then you fucking, like, you're not even using the back part of your driver's seat. Like, you got down. You have this correct, straight up vertical posture on the wheel with your chest almost on the horn, and you kind of pulling it like you're doing a lateral pull. But you're not pulling the steering wheel. You just got a real good grip on it. And you're just staring out the window like, I got to get there. You might be speeding a little bit. Might not. It depends on how consistent you are. That preoccupation, anticipation shit ain't no joke. You're knocking on his door just a little bit harder today. Fuck. Think you in a goddamn clear? Like, shit. All right. It's not like how I was when I didn't have a job. I could just stay high all night and fucking send out applications on Indeed. In between of whatever I'm doing. Fuck, now I gotta get up in the morning and shit. And it never works out like that. Like, damn. You fucking late on your first day of work. You goddamn late on your first day of work. Back in my heyday, I was real slick sometimes. I was able to play that shit off real nice. Sometimes I didn't. Like, goddamn. I went through all that bullshit thinking about that drug test. Now I got fired my first day of work because I've been binging all night. Because I've been sober 3 days. Hell, there's even been times I didn't even fucking go. Just look at the clock and be like, oh. Fuck it. I'll get another job. Yeah. Drug testing is a battle. And you can win all the battles you want. You go into a novelty shop, buy drinks and pills. You ever looked at the ingredients on that shit? Shit's full of vitamins, water, and creatine. Detox in 24 hours. Like, man, I'm gonna get a six pack. Yeah, man, so. This shit's a war, and you gotta be ready to fight. And sometimes conventional weapons, it's not suffice. With all things considered, this the last time. Shut the fuck up, Jacob. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.